Welcome back to another episode of Black by Popular Demand. My name is CJ Boyens, and today this ain't gonna be a long episode, but it's gonna be an episode. We need to review some of the events of last night. So, as a lot of people weren't aware, I mean, I wasn't even aware. The Oscars was last night, and of course, you know, no one really cares for the Oscars or the Grammys these days simply because it's like it's a lot of bullshit that comes behind it. So just a quick scope of why people don't really fuck with the Oscars or Grammys. Samuel Jackson, for example, he just won his first Grammy last night. Let that sink in. This is the same guy who was in A Time to Kill. He's been in he's been in countless movies. He's been doing movies for 2-3 decades, right? He just won his first Oscars. So it gives off a racial undertone of just people don't really think it's for white people. The Grammys, for example, they gave Macklemore Album of the Year over Drake, Eminem, and Kendrick Lamar. And this is when Good Kid, Mad City came out. This is when Kendrick Lamar was going into his prime. So there's a lot of people don't really care about it anymore, right? So, I mean, I'll cut to the chase. Will smacked Chris Rock. Now, what did Chris Rock say? And the context behind it, I can provide. So, Chris Rock essentially said that Jada looks like G.I. Jane. This is a reference to G.I. Jane is bald. A lot of people don't know. But just in case you don't know, you know, let's go ahead and dive into the fact that Jada has alopecia. And what that means for the people who aren't really familiar with the terms, she's going bald. Now, if anyone should know or anything like that, like a woman's hair means a lot to her. They get real self-conscious about their hair. And you know, me personally, I understand it's a joke. I get it. I get where people are saying it's just a joke. However, this is not the extent of their beef. This is the second Oscars where Chris Rock has kind of said something out the way to his wife. Right. He said this is the second time. First time was back in 2016. She was like, She was upset that her husband, you know, didn't get nominated for his movie Concussion, didn't get nominated for Best Actor. By the way, it was a great movie, but, you know, to each his own. A lot of people didn't like it. It was a really good movie to me, but he just kind of was like, nobody really cares. You weren't invited. And it's been said, here's my problem with this whole thing from, based on just stuff that I've been hearing. The first thing is, I've heard that Will has already kind of came to him in the past and said, hey, I'm going to need you not to speak on my wife. That's number one. Number two, I've also been hearing that behind the scenes before he went out, they told him, hey, bro, scrap that joke. Like, they wrote the script for him, obviously, wrote his jokes, but it was like, hey, don't say that. It's not a good climate. Just let it go. So let's say these two things are true and you still went ahead to say the joke. You in the wrong right off the bat, because you were already advised to by two people. Even if you don't listen to them, to the people behind the scenes, Will has already checked you about this. So, of course, people are under the impression that Will was laughing at the joke, but I don't think a lot of people understand that this is typical manipulation by the cameramen. They panned out off of his face after the joke was said. You could tell he didn't register what was really said. So he got up, He walked over there and he smacked the shit out of this man. He smacked the absolute shit out of this man. Like, no bullshit. Now, I think here's my problem that I'm having, because it's a lot of cap I'm seeing. Like, it's a lot of bullshit. It's a lot of gaslighting. It's a lot of cap. We're gonna assess the gaslighting, because motherfuckers is bringing up shit that does not matter. With this Alex Alcina situation that motherfuckers keep bringing up, do y'all not understand this man was in an open relationship? I cannot specify that enough. He was in an open relationship. That's the end of it. No matter how you feel about it, they were both jumping from sheets to sheets. They was both jumping other folks' bones. Like, whatever term you want to use, they... Will wasn't just getting cheated on, bro. And I hate that I've had to educate so many people the last 24 hours. I've had to tell people, Jada didn't cheat on Will, bro. I'm sorry to tell you. They were in an open relationship, and it gets even better, because at the time, they were separated. Now, y'all can pretend like when y'all go on these... This is part of the cap I'm talking about, and it didn't cover all of it. You guys can pretend like when y'all go on breaks, y'all don't fuck other people and y'all don't be up on the people. But as someone who's been there, you know what I'm saying? I know that's cap. As someone who has took a break from... I've been there in high school where I've took a break from my girlfriend and I did what I wanted to do. I'm not going to sit up and lie. I'm going to always be transparent with the shit. Motherfuckers get on social media and just get on there lying. Like, just fucking lying, bro. And it'd be, I'd be sitting there looking like, so you mean to tell me if you on a break with your girl, some of y'all cheat in the relationship, so don't hit me with that. If you on a break, you don't do none of this. It's bullshit and it's cap. They were separated. The only person they got did wrong in that situation was August Alcina, because he wasn't aware that they was in an open relationship. He found out way after the fact. He found out when he seen them together. He thought Jada lied to him. That's the only person that was lied to in this situation. And I feel bad for him. Why? Because he genuinely did fall in love with that woman, and he had the right to know. If you gonna make somebody a side piece, let them know their role. Don't tell them way after the fact. That man goes... August Alcina has been through a lot. He has an autoimmune disease that is killing him. So let's move... Moving past that, there are people that was like, well, why he didn't slap August Alcina? The Nick, first of all, August Alcina didn't disrespect this man on national television. I don't know where that shit is getting lost among people. Like, why y'all are even comparing them? Why you didn't do August Alcina like that? First, it was, he made a song. Whatever. Cool. Like, it's not whatever, but okay, he made a song. He didn't disrespect Will. Number two, the man is fucking dying. You want Will to run up? Then he's a pussy because he hit someone who's fucking dying who ain't even trying to fight. Now he's a bitch to everybody. We're going to get back to that in a minute, but now he's a bitch, right? So stop mentioning August Alcina. He doesn't even fucking matter in this situation. Number two, if you telling me, because people keep saying, oh, it's a joke and oh, it's this and oh, it's that. But bro, we gonna talk from a grown person's perspective. Let's address my men here. Me and you get into it. Well, me and you chilling. Your girlfriend chilling too. And I got a habit of making jokes and shit about her. You come to me, man to man, privately, and go, hey, you know, my girlfriend feels some type of way about the shit that you saying to her. She feel like it's disrespectful. I need you, you know, I don't need you to say nothing else out the way to her. And I say some, maybe we good for like 2 weeks, but then I say some again. Now, hell, y'all can listen to this and cap if you want to. But I know if I'm in my shoes, if I already done told you something in reference to disrespect, I don't do too much repeating myself. Because you heard, if you're not hard of hearing, you heard me the first fucking time. Motherfuckers want to pretend like, oh, we'll handle it immaturely and this, then the third. My guy, if I told you the first fucking time not to disrespect me, like, don't disrespect me personally, you can joke on me. But it's a lot of people Where I, if I warn you the first time, I'm gonna get physical with your ass. That's just how it is, and you can call me what you want. I mean, bro, I've been arguing with motherfuckers on social media all day because folks are trying to pretend like they always take the high road. Bro, about my mother, my grandmother, and a few people in my circle, you get one chance to disrespect them, and I'm gonna correct you, like, in a peaceful way. After that, I'm gonna smack the shit out you. That's like, and people can pretend like that's not how they are, but bro, if you warn them the first time and you don't, and they don't abide by that, right, you're not gonna be doing too much talking. And if you, okay, and let's say you do, I'm gonna keep it a whole band with you, a whole book. You're a pussy. Ain't no way in hell somebody finna make my significant other feel some type of fucking way, and I just don't do nothing. Especially after I done told the person who's making her feel some type of way, hey bro, chill out. Y'all are bitch made. I can't say this shit on social media, I get blocked. That is some bitch made behavior. If y'all talking about some, oh, Will Smith picked him out because he knew he wasn't gonna fight back. Bro, please save that shit. Because if a motherfucker slapped me on stage, we gonna be moving that the mic stands and the awards in that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. That is some bullshit. Ain't no way in hell. Like, we gonna speak on the flip side. Let's say you are quote unquote joking. A motherfucker is not finna make a beeline towards me live and swing on me and be able to get back to his shit. Like, what the fuck? That shit is not gonna happen, bro. It's not. You can say what you want. People talking about some, oh, it's mature to just walk away from it. Bro, y'all can say this shit for social media, because I promise you, if I walk up on you and I slap you unprovoked, or if I slap you after you say something, you gonna swing on me. That shit sound nice on social media, and it's not even a maturity thing, it's a respect thing. One thing about me, don't disrespect me, don't put your hands on me. That's universal for any man, but niggas are gonna get on social media and pretend like Will Smith's reaction wasn't warranted. Bitch, I told you not to say shit else about my wife. One thing I do not do, and I repeat, I do not do. I don't disrespect nobody's wife, and I don't disrespect nobody's children. And if I do, I'm already ready to fight. That's what it boiled down to. Everybody want to pretend like they wouldn't have reacted like how Will would have acted. Cool. If you want to pretend like you want to pretend like Chris Rock wasn't a pussy for letting somebody slap the fuck out him on live on national television. Cool. You're a pussy. It's genuinely that simple. You're bitch made. Ain't no grown ass man slapping me. For women, I know I know a bunch of women that's not going for this shit. I beat ass for less. And niggas gonna pretend like they not gonna defend a woman because of some shit. Like, y'all keep trying to, y'all, what pisses me off about this is when black women in particular say black men don't protect black women, shit like this happens. A black man protects a black woman and motherfuckers feel some type of way, and it's like, I don't understand. Like, you proving a point. That man attacked her personally. He attacked something she was insecure about. Now, do you necessarily have to, let's say it was a one-off joke, right? He didn't necessarily, like, in a one-off situation, you tell a nigga, hey, bro, we ain't doing none of that here. But if it's more 2-3 times, a lot of the times, the only time these niggas learn is when you put your motherfucking hands on them. That's crazy to me. I shouldn't have to beat your ass for you to understand that I'm not playing with you, but people were, oh, he's a comedian, he's just doing his job. Comedian doesn't exempt you from getting your ass whooped if a motherfucker done told you to chill out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't. No job exempts you from an ass whooping if you disrespectful. But folks will pretend like it's the other way around and, oh, this generation is too sensitive. Man, look. Like, for real. We have to be honest with ourselves here. What Jada did doesn't matter. Like, y'all niggas just don't like Jada. That's really what it is. Because some of you same niggas was talking about Future need to square up on Russell Wilson. For whatever fucking reason. Outside of him saying he don't need child support from Future. They can take care of his son. So Future should square up on Russell Wilson. Because he told him we don't need him. For fucking what? But when a black man stands up for his woman, now he's a simp, now he's a beta. All these other bullshit, ulterior bullshit ass names y'all be coming up for niggas that actually care about they woman. You motherfuckers are going to die alone. We need to establish that. You niggas are going to die alone because you hate women. And I hate to be the first motherfucker to tell you, you niggas are going to die alone. You're going to die alone. I cannot enforce this shit enough. You niggas are going to die alone. With no woman, no maidens in my Elden Ring terms. No bitches. You niggas get no bitches, and this is why. And I'm not trying to turn this podcast into that. Of course, I'm happy to be back. But bro, you niggas are going to die alone. I feel so bad for niggas that are trying to, like, they trying to talk about Will because he defended his fucking wife. You niggas will swing over 2K. You niggas will swing over Madden. Hell, if we go play basketball right now, you'd be ready to swing over a fucking foul. A soft foul. But you niggas are bashing him for defending his fucking wife, the woman he's married to? You niggas are gonna die alone. You're gonna die a sad fucking life. Even if you do reproduce children, they're not gonna want to be a fucking around you. Social media has made people comfortable with ultimate levels of disrespect, and then when someone retaliates, because I ain't gonna lie, where I come from, if your mouth slick, you better know how to fight, because everybody ain't gonna like what you gotta say. I got a slick ass mouth, but I also got my pistol and I also got these hands for any motherfucker that don't like it. Everybody don't got the resources I got. If your mouth slick, I hope you can fight. Apparently in Chris Rock's case, nigga can't fight too fucking well. So like when people say, oh, he overreacted. No, he didn't. He did what he's supposed to do. Chris Rock, on the other hand, you a pussy for letting somebody slap you. You are. That's my take on it. Because if you had the boss come up there and say this shit, knowing that Will and Jada's relationship was on the rocks, you knew he had been already, like, people say he took his anger out on Chris, and that may be the case, but it didn't have to be you. That's the crazy part. It didn't have to be you. All that frustration didn't even have to be you. Will's a better man than me, because you would have ate a four-piece with a Popeye's biscuit. No drink, no honey, no hot sauce. He's a better man than me. A way better man than me. So again, with all this social media captain, oh, Will was wrong, and where was it? Shut the fuck up. Because y'all know y'all have fought over worse. I mean, y'all have fought over lighter. Y'all have fought people over saying, oh, that's my girl. And if you, for some fucking reason, you actually would have sat there while a nigga was cracking on your woman, I know for a fact if a motherfucker grab your girl ass at the fucking club, you ain't gonna do shit. You gonna say, oh baby, he was just playing. You're a pussy. You bitch made. You get cheated on. You're a cuck. I don't know how many other ways to say it. You need to look in the mirror and realize, damn, I'm really not a man. Ain't damn nigga gonna disrespect my woman. I'll never forget me and my homegirl Rachel went to the movies, and a motherfucker approached us. We went to the store first, and a dude approached us and was like, she looking good, you let her go out like that? I looked at him. I looked at Ray. I looked at him. And I said real politely, yeah, because I can fight. I smiled and I looked into that nigga's soul. When I tell you that nigga didn't have nothing else to say, he had nothing else to say. And me saying, because I can fight, is not me, you know, trying to intimidate him. It's to let him know I don't give a fuck about what a motherfucker feel about how my homegirl dress. You disrespect her, you get one warning, and then I'm gonna put my hand, I'm gonna get active. We gonna move some furniture in this motherfucker, like my homeboys like to say. We don't do the disrespect of women, particularly black women. folks will never know how much I value black women. Like, there is not a single black woman I cannot thank. I value black women so fucking much because they're so special to me. There's so many different types of them. They come from all different backgrounds. So when it comes to this disrespecting black women shit, unless you give me a reason to, I'm not gonna disrespect you, and I'm always gonna take up for you. That's all I really have for y'all today. I appreciate y'all for listening. We're gonna try to get back on a consistent schedule. I know I tell you guys this every time, but we gonna get back on schedule, bro. Y'all check out my socials on Instagram and Snapchat. They'll be in the link below, and I'm out. Peace.